Havana, Shira, Shira, Hallelujah, Shira, Hallelujah. 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 Havana.
Shabbat Shalom. And welcome to our learner service. I think everyone here is pretty knowledgeable about services, but that's okay. We can add some. Do we have any? I don't think we have any visitors, do we? One? Oh, we have one visitor. Thank you for coming, visitor. Are you related? You look it. Ah, hello, welcome. Very good. So whether you are visiting or longtime members or new members, we have new members also. Welcome to you. Welcome to everyone. So we're going to have some opportunity this evening to learn a little bit about some of our prayers, as well as have some opportunity to discuss what does prayer mean to you. So this is called a siddur. And if you don't know what siddur means, I have the feeling Haley and Riley might know. What does siddur mean? It does! See how brilliant our religious school students are? Yes, it means order. Just like Seder, Siddur, we are the people that has set prayers. As probably most everybody knows, not all religions have set prayers. Some don't even have prayer books. But our service is kind of like an archaeological dig. It is layers and layers of our people's history all in one book. So prayers from Torah, from later in the Bible, from our early rabbis, from the Middle Ages, from the modern time. Every time we participate in a service, we affirm that we are part of that chain of tradition, that we as Jews have been built on the shoulders of all of those generations who have come before us. Interestingly, Judaism was the first religion, I have to just take a scholar's word for it because I don't know firsthand, but what I read today is that Judaism was the first religion in the world to pray without any of the rituals and sacrifices that we associate with the Second Temple. That when our temple was destroyed in the year 70, we decided we wanted to go on and serve God, but instead of doing it the way all other cultures did, we decided we now are offering prayers from the heart, that our service is now not of sacrifice, but of prayer. And this could now be done not just by priests, not just in the temple, but anywhere at any time by anyone. So could they have imagined that in the year 2018, we'd be doing so in Fairfax Station, Virginia? I'm not sure. But it just really speaks to our heritage and the relevance, generation after generation after generation, of our teachings and our prayers. So we are going to welcome the Shabbat angels as we welcome everyone here with Shalom Aleichem on page 10.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Asharei, Malachei Elyon, Mavilech Mochei HaMalachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Asharei, Malachei Elyon, Mavilech Mochei HaMalachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Asharei, I'm gonna show you. Malachi Shalom, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malachi Amalachim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Seichem L'Shalom, Malachi Shalom, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malachi Amalachim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Shalom, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malachi Amalachim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
People sometimes think the candle lighting blessing comes from the Torah. It seems like a tradition that would be very, very ancient. But actually, the origin of the candle lighting blessing and this custom comes later during the time of our rabbis. At that time, there were different schools of thought, different people with different philosophies about Judaism, kind of arguing out, you know, who had the, which way would Judaism go? So there was a group of people called the Karaites who believed that we should just follow the Torah very literally, and they thought that Shabbat should be a day where we were very deprived, where we would only do the bare minimum to survive, and it should be a day where, you know, you sit in the dark and just kind of waited out. And our rabbis decided that's not at all the Shabbat that we want. We think Shabbat should be joyful and we should look forward to it every week and it should be a day of celebration. And that's why they instituted the candle lighting and the blessing, to show this is a day of light, this is a day of joy. And I realize I forgot to ask someone to light candles, but I'm wondering, without any notice, Neil and Lynn have been attending so many meet and greets on behalf of our congregation during the mitzvah. So did maybe the Sidens and the Sprungs, would you like to come up to light candles? You might not like to, but would you? We are continuing with candle lighting blessing number one, or the reading number one, on page 11.
We have been taught in days of old that Shabbat begins at sundown. But sundown comes so early on the cold winter's day, and in summertime the sun is like a child not wanting to go to bed. The summer light lingers in the sky, even as we gather in prayer. So when does Shabbat begin?
Shabbat begins when we have set aside our work week with its busyness and lists. Shabbat begins when we are all together around the Shabbat table or in our sanctuary, both homes for us.
When we are finally together, we light and bless the candles. That is when Shabbat begins.
Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitchanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lechad l'kner shel Shabbat. Amen.
Thank you. So there's a folk teaching that all the days in the week were partnering up. So Sunday and Monday were together, and Tuesday and Wednesday together, and Thursday and Friday together, and then there was Shabbat left. And Shabbat said to God, who will be my partner? And God said, the Jewish people are your partner. So we think of that when we sing Lecha Dodi, because Lecha Dodi, we look at Shabbat as a bride who's coming down the aisle, that we are partnering with Shabbat to have a beautiful and holy day with our community, a beautiful and holy day with our families or friends or out in nature. And we sing Lecha Dodi together, and I think everyone here knows the last verse. We rise and face the door and welcome the bride.
Lecha Dodi likrat kala, p'nei Shabbat nikamela. Lecha Dodi likrat kala, p'nei Shabbat nikamela. Adonai echad, Shemo echad, L'shem u'tiferet v'nikina. Lecha Dodi, Lecha Dodi v'ikrat kala, V'nei Shabbat nikra bela. Lecha Dodi v'ikrat kala, V'nei Shabbat nikra bela. Likrat Shabbat lechu v'nelcha, ki himenu kor ha-bracha, me'rosh mikedem misucha, zuf ma'ase b'makshevat kina. Lecha Dodi, lecha Dodi likrat kala, v'nei Shabbat nikra bela. Lecha Dodi kala b'nei Shabbat nikabela. Itoreri, itoreri, kiva oreku miuri, uri, uri, shir daveri, kibor Adonai alek mikila. Lecha Dodi, lecha Dodi likrat kala, Lecha Dodi likrat kala, v'nei Shabbat nikabela. Bo'i v'shalom ateret mala, gam v'simcha u'v'tzohola, tochem u'nei
continue with Reader's Kaddish. It differs, sometimes it's called the Chetzi Kaddish, the half Kaddish, but it's not really half the Kaddish. All we leave off is the last line, Oseh Shalom. And this is the Kaddish not for mourning, but to show that we are moving from one part of the service to the other. So if any of you have attended a very traditional service, you'll be like, wait, didn't we just chant Reader's Kaddish like five times before in the service? So there are a lot of Reader's Kaddishes in a traditional service. Every time we move from one section to another, Reform shortened it down to just once. We like a smooth, streamlined service. So we'll join together in Reader's Kaddish, page 15.
Yitgadal v'yitgadash shemei rabbah, Be'alma dirach irutei, Be'amlich malchutei, Be'chayechon uv'yamechon, Uv'chayei dechol Beit Yisrael, Ba'galabah. Yitbarach, Le'alam olame omaya, Yitbarach, Yitbarach, V'yishtabach, V'yitpa'ar, V'yitramam, V'yitnaseh, V'yitadar, V'yitaleh, V'yitalal, Shemeidu kudesha berichu, Le'ela min chol birchata, V'shirachta, Tushbechata v'nechemata damiram yama v'imeru amen.
Get ourselves spiritually ready for our next section, the Shema and the blessings before it and after it with the Baruch Hu, and we continue on the top of page 17.
Please be seated. So before there were prayer books, there was jazz. Give me a little. Okay, thinking jazz. Very good. Oh, we're going. Good. Okay. So there we go. You come in a second. Okay. So think for a moment. Summertime, people are traveling. Beautiful places in nature. Beautiful places in nature. Prague's a beautiful city, but let's talk nature. Let's talk the beach, let's talk the mountains, let's talk Boise, Idaho. Where have you been that is beautiful? And just like one sentence, we're making a poem together, okay? Beautiful place. Okay, I thought I saw a hand being raised back there, but okay. Who's got one? Yes!
Sedona, Arizona.
Okay, and just say one or two words about Sedona.
Colorful.
Colorful. The colors of Sedona. Is it mountains? Is it just colorful? Okay, the rocks, the colorful, beautiful rocks in Sedona.
Israel.
Israel, and something about Israel to create a picture for us.
Calm and cultural.
Calm and cultural, but give me a picture, something you saw, a desert, a mountain, a camel.
All three.
Okay. Deserts, mountains, camels, and Israel. Okay. Two more. Yeah.
Kyoto.
Okay. Kyoto. And tell me about Kyoto.
Bamboo forests.
Bamboo forests. Okay. Bamboo forests. Okay. And last one.
Salt Lake City.
And what's beautiful about Salt Lake City?
the trees in the fall.
Trees in the fall. And so, this is the way prayer really was. It was, blessed are you, eternal our God, who brings on the evening, who sets the sun, who opens the morning, who creates the beautiful red rock formations in Sedona, who creates the wonders in the desert of camels and vistas, who creates the bamboo forests in Kyoto with all of their gorgeousness, and who creates the mountains and the beauty in Salt Lake City. Blessed are you, eternal Lord God, who brings on the evening. We continue reading together. Just one second as I get to my page. On the bottom of page 19. Blessed is God who chose to enlighten us with the teachings, wisdom, and values of Torah. We in turn continue to choose to open our minds, hearts, and spirit and become one people bound by a sacred book of law, our Torah. In our life's journey, may we seek to understand and uphold your teachings. May we continue to strengthen our commitment to our people Israel and strengthen the bond with generations past through Torah. For those who are able, please rise for the Shema. Seated. We read together. V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol meodecha v'hayu hadivarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam b'shivtecha b'veitecha uvrechtecha v'aderech uvshochbecha uvkumecha ukshartam l'ot al yadecha v'hayu l'totafot bein einecha uchtavtam al mezuzot b'veitecha uvisharecha l'ma'an tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai v'yitem kiloshim l'ohechem Ani Adonai Elohechem, Asher Hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, Liot lechem l'Elohim, Ani Adonai Elohechem. We read together on page 23 in the middle. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way. When you lie down and when you rise up, bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. Top of 24. Adonai, our God, you freed us from bondage in the land of Egypt. With courage and commitment and in community, we crossed the sea and we rejoiced. We seek redemption again, Adonai, from the bondage of hatred, the slavery of poverty, and the end of evil of violence in our world. Give us the courage to toil for wisdom, justice, and understanding. May we rejoice again in community, giving voice to one another in peace and harmony. So for our next prayer, Hashkivenu, does this book look familiar to anybody? Yes, we all read it to our children. Laila Tov Yareach, right? It's the Hebrew version of Good Night Moon. Becheder Hashena, Yesh Kir Yarukim. In the sleeping room, there is a green wall. And we know the rest of this story. Laila Tov Cheder Shena, good night, sleeping room. Laila Tov Yareach, good night, moon. Laila Tov Tumuna Shel Parav Yareach. Laila Tov, the picture of the cow and the moon. Doesn't that make us feel secure? That's Hashkivenu. Hashkivenu is our good night prayer. It's saying, grant us peace, good night, moon. As we lie, give us a shelter of peace, O God. We read together on 25. Grant, O eternal God, that we may lie down in peace and rise up, O sovereign, to life renewed. Spread over us the shelter of your peace. Guide us with your good counsel. And for your name's sake, be our help. Shield us from hatred and plague. Keep us from war and famine and anguish. Subdue our inclination to evil. O God, our guardian and helper, our gracious and merciful ruler, give us refuge in the shadow of your wings. O guard our coming and our going, that now and always we have life and peace. Blessed is the Eternal, whose sukkah of peace is spread over us, over all your people Israel, and over the whole world, and over Jerusalem. Good night, Jerusalem. Good night, Israel. Good night, moon.
Adonai Eloheinu Hishalom Ve'aviteinu Malkeinu Lechayim Hashkiveinu Adonai Eloheinu Hishalom Ve'aviteinu Malkeinu Lechayim.
Prayer from the Talmud, from the rabbis of the Talmud, back in time to early in the Torah, the book of Exodus, singing that Shabbat is a sign that we and God are connected. And Rabbi Perlin had many beautiful explanations for why we would jump up at Et, but the reason at TBS we jump up for Et is because it's fun.
Shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asod et ha-shabbat ledorotam be'ri'olam. Shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asod et ha-shabbat and every old love. Beni uvein b'nei Yisrael, oti le'olam, oti le'olam, oti le'olam. Bishamru b'nei Yisrael, et ha-shabbat la'asod et Dorotam be'ri'olam. Ki sheshet yamim asah Adonai, asah Adonai et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz. Nishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asod et ha-shabbat ledorotam be'ri'olam. Uvayom ha-shvi'i shabbat v'inafash, shabbat v'inafash, shabbat v'inafash. Nishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat ledorotam be'ri'olam. Nishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asod et ha-shabbat ledorotam be'ri'olam.
We now move into the heart of our service, tefillah. And as we sing in preparation for entering this holy part of our service, we say the words that remind us to be very careful with what passes through our lips. Eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your glory. You may rise when you are ready.
No.
ata Adonai, Eloheinu velohei avoteinu v'imoteinu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, velohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, velohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Hasadim Tovim, V'kone HaKol, V'zocher Chaste Avot V'imahot, U'mevi G'ula Livnei V'neihem, Lama'an Shemo B'ahava, Melech Ozer U'moshia U'magen, Baruch Ata Adonai, Magen Avraham V'ezrat Sarah. Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah, a tree of life. Roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future. Leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons. Teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding, from parent to child, from generation to generation. The prophet Isaiah had a vision of angels with six wings each, saying these words to each other right before Isaiah heard directly from God. It's the prayer called the Kedusha, Holy, 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 the bottom of page 32. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melochol Haaretz Kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. Please be seated. Page 39. Shalom Rav, a great peace. We are the temple of peace. B'nai Shalom, people of peace. We always pray, Jews always pray for shalom, for peace at every Jewish service. Without peace, we cannot live fully and well. Inner peace, peace in our homes, in our communities, in our nation and our world. There is another synagogue not too far away with another name related to what we're supposed to do with peace, Rodef Shalom. Not as good as B'nai Shalom, of course, but Rodef Shalom means pursue peace. It means that we Jews are not supposed to just sit back and that's making peace because we're not doing anything. It means creating peace requires active work on the part of every citizen. And on this weekend, when so many people around the nation remember the incidents at Charlottesville a year ago, it is a reminder that we must be vigilant to create a world of compassion and respect, a world of peace. Shalom Rav, page 39.
Shalom Rav, Yisrael Amcha, Tasim Leolam. Shalom Rav, Yisrael Amcha, Tasim Leolam. Israel, bechol eid uvechol sha'ar, ishto
special Misha Berach for healing, as there's more than one type of Misha Berach, began as a prayer that was said just for the congregation as a whole. And it wasn't until the Middle Ages that we started using Misha Berach as a prayer for individual people in need of healing. But then it was only done on days when the Torah was read. It has been a value since the very, very earliest times of TBS that at every service that we do, we remember and pray for everyone in our community, friends and family members who are ill, who are in need of healing. We have many names on the back of your service folder who we pray for, and anyone else in need who is in your hearts. Misha Berach, page 45. Service has always been one filled with meaningful words from our ancestors. It has always been the Jewish tradition to leave space for us to be able to say our own prayers. We continue silently.
Shalom im Brahma, Hu ya'aseh shalom aleinu, Be'akol Yisrael, v'imru say Shalom Aleinu.
Been out of religious school for a couple months, we're going to see how much you remember. So when the new, yes, that includes even yes students. So when we see the new moon up in the sky, which means we're actually not seeing a moon, but the next day we're seeing a tiny sliver of moon, that means we are starting a new Jewish, yes, a new Jewish month. I love when they remember what they learned last year. So yes, we are starting tomorrow night, the new month of Elul. And as that moon gets bigger and bigger, and then smaller and smaller, we will begin our new Jewish year of 5779. So keep an eye on the moon to know how close we are to Rosh Hashanah. So Elul is traditionally the month where we get our souls ready to enter this time of self-reflection, of looking back and reflecting on our past and looking ahead to the future with hope. So we will say a blessing for this new month of Elul that begins tomorrow on page 50. According to our calendar, the new month of Elul begins tomorrow. Our God and our fathers and mothers, let the coming month bring us renewed goodness and blessing. May it bring us joy and gladness, health and comfort, support and sustenance, life and peace, a life exalted by love of your Torah and devotion to your service, a life in which our heart's desires are fulfilled for good. O wondrous God, who in ancient days led our people from bondage to freedom, redeem us now out of our exile from one another, making all Israel one united people. May it be a month of goodness for us and for all Israel. God of holiness, let the new month bring for us and for the whole house of Israel life and peace, joy and happiness, deliverance and comfort. And let us say, Amen. So we have a few minutes for some discussion about prayer. And I chose a few quotes from some modern Jewish scholars and teachers about prayer. So what I'm going to do is ask someone to read each one, and then someone say in your own words, in a sentence, what it meant. So, who would like to read the first one? You don't have to interpret it, you just have to read it. You're not committing yourself. Okay, Kylie, number one from Rabbi Heschel.
Okay. To pray is to become a ladder on which thoughts mount to God, to join the movement toward God, which surges unnoticed throughout the entire universe. We do not step out of the world when we pray. We merely see the world in a different setting.
You're not on the spot. Would anyone like to sum up something they got from this reading? What does it say about prayer?
So I think it says that you gain perspective from prayer.
Okay. That prayer is an opportunity to get a different perspective. Any other thoughts on this reading? Okay, reading two. Who wants to read the second?
Prayer is the bridge between God and humanity, but it can also be the bridge between Jew and Jew. There is a continuous stream of religious consciousness which has bound together all our habitations and generations. Prayer can create a unity of experience which transcends the boundaries of time and space and bridges the diversity of conviction.
So, does anyone want to say in a sentence what you think this is saying about prayer? What's the purpose of prayer? Or what's one purpose of prayer?
Susan.
When we pray and share common prayers, it brings us together with each other and with previous and future generations.
Good summary. Okay, who would like to read the third one? Anyone? Should I just... Okay, Suzanne, thank you.
Prayer is a surrendering to the stillness that surrounds us, a withdrawal from the marketplace, the honking of horns, the television set, the diversions and attractions which modern living thrusts upon us, and a yielding to the quiet that is everywhere. There is one who at all times speaks to us with loving concern and guidance, but the one speaks in a tone barely audible, and we must clear away the din of daily living and open our hearts, our ears, to hear.
Okay, I want to give a summary of what that is saying about prayer. What's a purpose of prayer? I'm getting exercise. This is good.
That there's divine in the world, and we need to be quiet to hear it.
Excellent. So by the way, I'll be asking you which one of these resonates with you. So, okay, number four.
Though our praise and our thanksgiving can confer nothing upon the Most High God of heaven and earth, to us it can ensure much. It can satisfy a very real need of the soul, the need to express itself to the source of its joys, to the God of its life. The reward of our tribute to God is that it leaves us more grateful, more humble than ever.
So who is God for, and what's the purpose of prayer according to this teaching? What do you think? Should I give my interpretation? Rabbi Crystal, would you like to say anything?
No, go ahead.
No? Okay. So to me, this says that prayer is actually much more for ourselves than it is because God needs our prayers. That by praying, we make ourselves more grateful, and that is an experience that actually benefits us. And number five.
In prayer, we learn what to cherish. Prayer trains us to distinguish between the darkness and the light, the false and the true, the right and the wrong. In the midst of worldly living, when our thoughts are scattered and our wills are weak, the Hebrew prayer book keeps before our eyes what might others so easily be forgotten, that you remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God.
So what is the purpose of prayer here? What is something that coming to a worship service and praying can do for us, according to this? What do you think?
To recenter oneself.
Okay, to recenter. And I'd say to recenter, and especially when it comes to living ethically and living according to good Jewish values, that is one purpose of praying together. And the last one, Serena, you want to read?
In prayer, we find strength for life. Each day has its own order.
Ordeals.
And at times we wonder if we shall survive them. At times of death and failure and despair, when we can turn to no one else, for no one else understands, seems to care, or will really listen, we turn to God. Prayer breaks forth and comfort comes.
Excellent. Thank you. So what do you think of that one? What's one purpose of prayer?
When all is lost, you can always turn to prayer to give you that strength.
Giving of strength, giving of comfort. So the question is, did any of these resonate with you? Did any of them speak to you, align with how you think of prayer? Or is there something totally different that you think of prayer? What do you think the purpose of prayer is for you? What does coming to a prayer, Jewish prayer service mean to you?
For me, it was the third one.
Okay, because?
Because. Prayer for me is really like, this is going to sound bad, but an escape from normal life. That not the prayer isn't normal, but just kind of an escape from very busy life that happens once a week. And obviously you can pray other times. I'm just
So it's an opportunity once during the week to not be rushing around and being so busy. You can just sit and rest. Other thoughts?
I wore my flats, I'm good.
Sorry, Rabbi. I like the second one. Having traveled to Europe and to many of the states here and going to services all over the place, I like the fact that as a Jew, prayer helps me communicate with God and only with God. And yet on the other hand, going to services, and whether it's Alaska, Malmo, Sweden, Hawaii, you know, as Jews, we all pray alike. And there's that community, you know, with prayer. The tunes are the same, and a lot of the prayers are just identical. So I like that.
Yeah. Brings us together in community. Other thoughts on, you know, how do you see prayer?
Mine is almost exactly the opposite. For me, prayer is an opportunity to have a personal dialogue with God, one not moderated by any other person. It's intensely personal, and God may or may not choose to answer my prayer, but knowing that God is there and listening is itself a comfort.
So we are doing this all together, but each of us is doing it in our own way. Each of us is having our own personal communication with God. Other thoughts on prayer?
So I would say that on the one hand, prayer is a chance for me to look inward and focus on myself, but at the same time, look at the people who I'm praying for and think about their needs and where they fit in the whole, in as part of my life. And
So, you know, one thing it can do is maybe take you out of yourself into a bigger perspective. And that's something that I don't think comes naturally to people. I think naturally we want to focus on our own personal experience, and prayer is an opportunity to see life from a God's eye view.
I never really, I guess, understood or thought about prayer much. And then this year when I became sick, I met with Rabbi Rappaport, and I did a lot of praying and my family and I, we all came together. So I find that definitely in times of like despair, the last one, you don't really realize how much it really can help you get through something.
Thank you. Do we have one more? So we're coming up on the High Holy Days, and we will be doing a lot of praying. And it's an interesting thing to think about before that experience. How do you experience that? What does it do for you? Everyone who is going to be sitting in these chairs, each person is going to have their own sense of why they feel this is an important and meaningful experience for them. And maybe during this month of Elul, one thing that you might think about is, what do I think the purpose of prayer is? What does it do for me? What does it do for the world? What does it do with my connection with God and others? So we will continue with Alenu on page 53. We'll just open the doors. Please rise.
Alenu l'shapeha alenu makol, ateyu la'ar se'ereshin,
may be seated. The Kaddish, as many of you know, does not mention death. It's a praise of God. It has become associated over the centuries with honoring and remembering those who we have loved and lost. It is a prayer that's in Aramaic. It's not in Hebrew. That was the common language that was spoken. So I think that's an interesting piece of it, that this was in a more familiar and everyday language, something that people could really relate to maybe in a closer way. It says in the Talmud that this one line, so it's the second paragraph on page 60, the line that goes, Yehe Shmei Rabbah Mevarach La'alam Olmei Almaya, has special healing powers, that it somehow connects you with God and it brings compassion on you. So there was something either about the words or the sound of that line that has brought comfort for many hundreds and hundreds of years. So we have the honor of paying tribute and remembering these loved ones of our TBS community. During the year of mourning, we remember our beloved members, Sheldon Miller, Toby Konigsberg. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days of Sanford Bear, brother of Mitch Bear, Major General Joseph A. Ahern, friend of Sandy and Jamie Adams, George Greenberg, uncle of Jack Schreibman, Elliot Silverstone, cousin of Sharon Kaufman, Beverly Krizanovic, neighbor of the Roth Handlers, Tom Thurston, friend of Susan and Pete Holleran, Marjorie Boyd, aunt of Greg Mills, and Melvin Altman, brother-in-law of Richard and Betty Jacob. And we remember the Yahrzeits this week for our members. Erwin Chasen, Jill Cohen, Rita Cohen, Kay Sears, Bertha Wasserman, Sharon Himmel, Avi Guberman, Margaret Bodashewicz, Sally Hoffman, Herbert Konigsberg, Estelle Retholtz, Frank Rosenfeld, Simon Sachs, Lillian Amper, Lillian Horwitz, Merle Smallberg, Bernard Kammerman, Trevor Blake, Troy Foster, Mickey Katz, Lieutenant Colonel Seymour Letterer, Rose Strassfield, and those killed a year ago at the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Heather D. Heyer, Lieutenant H. J. Cullen, and Trooper Pilot Burke M. M. Bates. We keep all of them in our thoughts and our hearts as we join together in Kaddish on page 60. Please rise. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah, b'alma divrach yirutei v'yamlich malchutei, b'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael, ba'agala uv'izman kariv imru, amen. Yehe Shmei Rabbah Mevarach Le'alam Olmei Almaya Yitbarach V'yishtabach V'yitpa'ar V'yitromam V'yitnaseh V'yitadar V'yitaleh V'yitalal Shmei D'kutsha Berichu Le'ela Min Kol Beruchata V'shirata Tushbechata V'nechemata Da'amiran B'alma V'yimru Amen Yehe Shlama Rabbah Min Shemaya V'chayim aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. Oseh shalom b'imromav, hu yaaseh shalom. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. V'imru 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 amen. V'imru 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 amen. We transition to Kiddush, celebrating the joy of the Shabbat day. And I'm gonna sound like a broken record because I've done this for the last few weeks, but I like doing it. I'm going to ask anyone under college age to come forward for Kiddush. And I'd like to actually, while we're doing that, introduce two classmates to each other because we have our new family, the Anmuths, who are here with us, and Serena, brand new to third grade. So Riley, where's Riley? Riley, you got to come up and meet your fellow new third grader. Okay, so you're the oldest. Everybody up? Okay, join around. Top of page 61. The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health,
for work and rest,
for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'ratzav v'anu v'shabbat kodesho v'yahavah u'rason himchilanu zikaron l'maaseh bereshit ki hu yom tehillah l'mikra kodesh zecher l'tziat Mitzrayim kivanu v'acharta v'otanu kidashta mikol ha'amim v'shabbat kosheka v'ahava uvratzon himchaltanu. Baruch atah Adonai mikadesh ha-shabbat. Amen. Ha-motzi lechem min ha-ares, we give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, ha-motzi lechem min ha-aretz. Amen. You may be seated. That's okay. You can.
Thank you. Shabbat shalom. I'm Neil Seiden, president of TBS. Welcome to our learners' service, Shabbat. I learned a lot tonight. I learned that Rabbi Crystal keeps surprising us. I'll never think of the Hashkivianu the same way again. Thank you for that. Thank you, ushers, greeters, Oneg helpers, and security for your support of our service tonight. Thank you, Rabbi Rappaport, Rabbi Crystal, for leading us in this very interesting and really spiritual worship service. And thank you, Rob and Rachel, as usual, for sharing your gifts of music. I've got my script here, but I want to depart from it for just a moment. This is our learner service, and I know we had some people that identified themselves as either new or visitors, so at the risk of embarrassing anyone, and that's really not my intention, I'm going to ask folks. Julie, would you care to introduce your brother? And I heard he didn't have a passport to come across the Key Bridge, so. And Serena, can you introduce your parents and yourself?
This is my dad, David. This is my dad, David, and my mom, Emily.
Hello.
Thank you. And we're thrilled to have you as new members. And we had another guest here. Janet, do you know who's sitting next to you?
Tracy, what's your last name? Tracy Silcox. Tracy Winward.
Tracy.
She's a daughter of a really close friend of mine.
Ah, welcome, Tracy. And I think, anybody else? I think that's it. All right, well, so now we've learned a little bit about you. Please welcome our guests and our new members at ONIG. Okay, back to the script. So, as always, I always ask you to make sure you read your weekly email. How many people read it? Oh, that's impressive. Well, maybe I don't have to say anything else. Just one or two things. Tomorrow morning, Women of TBS, Rabbi Crystal will guide you through this week's Parsha, the significant parts of it, Women's Torah Study. And we've already met the new members and the guests, and so at this point, I'll say Shabbat Shalom, and we'll see you at ONIG.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom. And we will conclude with Ein Keloheinu on page
63.
Eternal God, may we find your shelter of peace. May this be a shelter where we feel grace, compassion, and love, where we're inspired to reach out and care for everyone in our world. Blessed are you, O God, who blesses us with the shelter of peace. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.